Jonathan Stokely, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved to the Valley about 3.5 years ago with my wife, Carrie, who is an eighth grade math teacher at Carbondale Middle School. I am one of the co-founders of CoVenture, Caddy Corner from KD&K. I am on the KD&K Tech Committee, and I'm also on the KD&K Strategic Planning Committee. I've been a volunteer pretty much since I moved to the Valley and fell in love the first time I turned the radio on, flipping through the channels.
Where does your passion lie for KD&K? What did you fall in love with?
Really, it's the diversity of music and programming. I mean, flip on any other station, it's the same garbage that, you know, a robot produces in LA or New York. And, you know, having a real person behind the microphone that's picking the music and deciding the news, you know, what's relevant, and, you know, just really the sense of community that it creates, knowing that I could literally walk in the building and see the person that's playing that awesome song that I just turned on. How are we are able to focus on specific shows, whether it's, you know, bluegrass on Wednesdays or Ape in the Dink on Friday mornings, or, you know, the gospel of music on Monday mornings. But of course, my favorite show, I think, with everybody else is Arts on Tuesday night, Swing, Swing, Swing.
Why'd you throw your hat in the ring for the board?
It's almost a no-brainer. I'm already doing a lot of board-like activities, and, you know, joining the board would just give me a little bit more, I guess, authority to my voice. So it can never hurt, I guess. Because I really, really want to see KD&K thrive and survive into the future.
What will you add to the board?
Well, I think my kind of business acumen. I've got a long history of working with corporations and small businesses alike in a variety of different sectors, from finance to construction. And most of what I've always done is process management and integrating technology to help kind of solve some of those issues. So I see this kind of pivotal point of where KD&K is right now of, you know, really engaging in that 21st century technology and how do we leverage it to reach new users, whether that's here in the Valley or it's in the digital atmosphere worldwide. So that's really kind of what my focus is going to be. I mean, when it comes to a programming perspective, I don't want to change anything. Just keep KD&K awesome. But really looking and say, all right, how do we improve the signal down in Glenwood so we're not having those issues? How do we improve, you know, our digital offering so I can go download Arch Swing, Swing, Swing Show on my Spotify channel? You know, little simple tweaks what I consider mostly in the background. Beyond technology, I really want to focus on our fundraising efforts and how do we bring more money into KD&K to really, you know, keep it growing. As everybody knows, when it comes to anything, money is really what is kind of makes it happen. But really looking at, you know, how do we assign certain projects dollar amounts and finding donors for those? So whether it's a certain programming like our news, how do we find an underwriter specifically for our news and sponsor them for that? Or if we need a new tower down in Glenwood Springs, how do we find a donor specifically for that project? Gavin and Greg do a great job of looking and finding underwriters for specific programs and segments, but I want to take that one step further and finding donors and sponsors for the donations of specific things that KD&K needs to really drive it forward and focus on that either technology or program base to really strengthen it up to make sure that we do have the funding for years to come.
Jonathan Stokely, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Amy.